Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, sometimes I am so lonely. Sometimes it's possible to feel totally alone, even in a crowd. It hurts to feel this way, Lord. Yet, I will wait for my God. I will praise You, because I know that I am never truly alone, for Thou art with me. I praise You because I know You care for me. I know that in Your Word, You said it is not good for man to be alone, and You provided companionship, one for another. I praise You because You can help me find the answer if I feel isolated, anxious, misunderstood, and my deepest longing, even in despair. You are my shepherd, and You will not abandon me. You will not leave me. I praise You, Jesus. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Thank you. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, please guide me to see now if I have somehow contributed to my loneliness. Is there something I should have not done? Or maybe something I should have done? I am sorry, Lord, if you put before me the help I've needed and somehow I didn't understand it, or I missed it, or even if I have not accepted the help you provided. I want to handle my loneliness in a way that is right and good before you. I want to follow and obey you always, Lord. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, the feeling of being all alone, lonely, it can be overwhelming to me, Lord. Please help me to see and do whatever I must, so I may no longer feel or actually be alienated or isolated. Help me to be completely aware of the true source of my loneliness. Help me see if there is anything that causes me to feel and act this way that may not be appropriate for my situation. Show me how to overcome this loneliness, Lord. Help me to not shy away from people you send into my life now. Please help me to find good, uplifting, and godly relationships, and to find good, godly community. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help, and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving me hope that I do not have to be lonely always, because I can trust you to help me. I can trust you to lead me to others, and others to be led to me, and even trust that you can teach me to find joy even when I am alone. I will be obedient to your word, God. And I know there are even times that you require a person to be alone so that you can have their full attention. So then they are able to receive from you all that you intend for them. If this is somehow one of those times, Lord, then make it clear to me, and I will trust and obey you. I love you, Lord. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, and Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Some relationships don't last. Some friends disappear. But there is one friend who sticks closer than a brother. Don't be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Don't let anything terrify you. I will make you strong, and I will help you. I will protect you, and I will save you. Now, let's consider how we can encourage others to love. Let's help others do good works, and let's not give up meeting together. Some Christians get in the habit of doing that. It's not good. Instead, let's go ahead and cheer each other up with wonderful words of hope. Teach them to obey everything I have taught you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the very end of this age. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
Sing of His glory.